This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. Well, today we have a musical theme, one that we started a couple of weeks ago. It's The Name Game, Female Edition, Volume 2. Quite simply, songs that have women's names in the title. Plus, we're also counting down the biggest hits from this weekend in 1950. When the first credit card was used, it was a diner's club. The first charge was made on February 8th by Frank McNamara, Ralph Schneider, and Matty Simmons at Major's Cabin Grill, which was adjacent to their offices at the Empire State Building. On March 8th, the Volkswagen Microbus rolled off the assembly line in Wolfsburg, Germany, and there was a new element on the periodic tables. It's number 98 and named Californium, in honor of researchers at the University of California, Berkeley. Well, on the countdown today, we're using Billboard Magazine's Jukebox Chart. And we're up to number 6 with Tony Martin.
There's no tomorrow when love is new. Now is forever when love is true. So kiss me. Dewdrop of sweet surrender. Love is a moment of life enchanting. Let's take that moment that tonight is granted.
Originally, the song was O Sole Mio. It was a big hit for Caruso in 1916. But here in 1950, for Tony Martin, it's There's No Tomorrow, the 6th most played song on American jukeboxes. And he was accompanied by Henri René. He's a busy orchestra leader here in 1950. And the record was on its way down after hitting number 2. Well, let's learn a little more about our world of 76 years ago. The Cold War is going on, so is the Red Scare, as it's been called here in America. Back on February 9th, in a speech at the Republican Women's Club at the McClure Hotel in Wheeling, West Virginia, Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy accused the State Department of being filled with communists. The accusation came one day before Dr. Klaus Fuchs, Britain's third-ranking atomic scientist, admitted to spying against both Britain and the United States for the Soviet Union. He gave the Reds top-secret atomic bomb information, including secrets from the Atomic Center in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Seems like there's a spy every day popping up in the newspaper. This weekend, it's a 19-year-old Air Force intelligence student who insisted he was caught in his own trap for red spies. Corporal Gustav Mueller of St. Paul, Minnesota, was sentenced to 5 years hard labor for trying to give U.S. secrets to the Soviets. He admitted that he sent a telegram to the Soviet embassy in Bern, Switzerland, offering documents to Russia, and gave classified info to what he thought were Russian spies but were U.S. counterintelligence agents. We're keeping our eye up for commies here in spring of 1950. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 5. Here's Carmen Cavallaro and his orchestra. And music, music, music.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music.
Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me.
So put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
La 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 la.
Music, music, music.
La 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 la.
Music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any melody is when you're dancing close to me.
La 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 la.
Music, music, music.
Another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Music, music, music. Music, music, music.
That's the Carmen Cavallaro Orchestra and Music, 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 number 5 on the Jukebox Survey this weekend, featuring Bob Lido and the Cavaliers on the vocals. That's the first top 10 in 5 years for the 36-year-old Cavallaro from New York City. Well, speaking of the Big Apple, let's slide over to Broadway and catch a show. The long-running programs include Mr. Roberts at 880 performances. There's Death of a Salesman at 500 and Detective Story at 450. Other must-sees, I Know My Love, The Member of the Wedding, The Velvet Glove, Come Back Little Sheba, As You Like It, and brand new, The Cocktail Party and The Wisteria Trees. Then for the musicals, longest lasting is Where's Charlie, 625 shows so far, Kiss Me Kate's up to 530, and South Pacific 420. And some more recent openings include Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Texas Lil' Darlin', and Arms and the Girl, starring Pearl Bailey, Georges Guttaret, and here, Nanette Fabre.
You may spy him walking around the town. First you eye him up and eye him down. Then you start to follow, but your knees give way. So you gulp and swallow and you say, don't you look now, but that's my fella. Wearing the brownish hat's my fella. He didn't bow, but that's my fella. He's not aware of it yet. Loudly I claim that we'll be married. say without shame that we'll be married. Don't know his name, but we'll be married just as soon as we've met. I don't feel tragic or flat. I'm all bubbles and fizz. If he's got magic like that, whoever he is, brother, I'm his. I'd smile hello, but he's not looking. He doesn't know his goose is cooking. Right on his back, I'll tack a sign that says that fella is mine. He has a couple of monstrous big eyes. I wish that he would turn them on me. He is a figure of elegant size. Look at his chest, it's busting his vest. Ours is a meeting I've got to promote. Could I just walk up and leap at his throat? Or maybe swing on the tails of his coat? Or sneak up behind him and bleat like a goat? Or I could pummel him here on the street. But what good is a man when he's dead on his feet? What shall I do? Oh me, oh my. How can I get him before he goes by? Don't you look now, but that's my fella, wearing the brownish hats, my fella. He didn't bow, but that's my fella. He's not aware of it yet. Loudly I claim that we'll be married. Say without shame that we'll be married. Don't know his name, but we'll be married just as soon as we've met. I don't feel tragic or flat. I'm all bubbles and fizz. If he's got magic like that, whoever he is, brother, I'm his. I'd smile hello, but he's not looking. He doesn't know his goose is cooking. Right on his back, I'll tack a sign that says that fella is mine.
That's my fella, Nanette Fabre, from the Broadway musical Arms and the Girl, in production this weekend in 1950. And now back to the countdown. Well, like Guy Lombardo, Sammy Kaye is still thriving with his orchestra. He's got record number 4 this week with Don Cornell. It Isn't Fair.
Sing this beautiful song. Here is Don Cornell.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me. If it's just for a day, it isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is
came into my life and made it complete. You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today. My darling, it isn't fair.
Record number four, It Isn't Fair. Don Cornell on his last hurrah with the Sammy Kay Orchestra. The 30-year-old has begun his solo career, and his last hit with the Sammy Kay Band made it to number two for 6 weeks. We're residing in 1950 today and listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're playing the Name Game, female edition, the sequel. And here's a song that really launched the career of Stephen Foster. It's Oh Susanna, performed by Al Jolson.
Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained so hard the day I left, the weather, it was dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, I jumped aboard the telegraph and traveled around the bend. The electric fluid magnified and killed 500 men. The bull giant bust the horse run off. I really thought I'd die. I shut my eyes to hold my breath. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna a-coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says, I am coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
When I get to New Orleans, I'll look all around and round. And when I find Susanna, I will fall right on the ground. But if I do not find her there, I know I'll surely die. And when I'm dead buried, oh, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on.
Stephen Foster published O Susanna in 1848. The song was part of Al Jolson's repertoire as he was becoming famous, and he recorded the tune for his final album in 1950. Well, it looks like a variation of Susan is our most popular girl's name. Back in part one, we had Sweet Sue, Just You. Earlier today, If You Knew Susie, there, O Susanna, and here, Sue City Sue, with Gene Autry.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, she said Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I asked her if she had a beau. She said yes, quite a few. But I still started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do. Sioux City Sue, your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you, Sioux City Sue, my Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. I'm admitting I owe a lot to you. 'Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you, Sioux City Sue, my Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
The first film for Gene Autry when he returned from service after World War II was Sioux City Sue, and that was the title track from 1946. On today's show, we're paying tribute to the ladies in songs. Here's Frank Sinatra to sing about Nancy with the laughing face.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer, but summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face. Keep Betty Grable, L'Amour and Turner. She makes my heart a charcoal burner. It's heaven when I embrace my Nancy with a laughing face.
Many people think that Nancy with a Laughing Face was written by Frank Sinatra or about his wife or daughter, both named Nancy. But it wasn't. The song was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and comedian Phil Silvers. Now, Van Heusen's normal writing partner was Johnny Burke, but one day in 1942 in Hollywood, Van Heusen was in his writer's office and Phil Silvers stopped by. And Silvers suggested that they write a song for Johnny's wife, Bessie, who was about to have a birthday. So Silvers wrote out the lyrics, which Johnny Burke touched up a little bit, and Jimmy Van Heusen composed the melody. They titled it Bessie with the Laughing Face. Well, it was a big hit at the birthday party, and they would go on to sing it at other celebrations, just changing out the name for the birthday girl. Well, one day they sang the song at Nancy Sinatra's birthday party, who was probably turning 4 years old. Well, after they sang it, Frank just bawled, thinking they had written it especially for Nancy. But wisely, Burke, Van Heusen, and Silvers just let him believe it. And that turned into a huge smash for Sinatra in 1944, and he was accompanied by the Axel Stordahl Orchestra. Our next lady is honored by Dick Hames and the Andrews Sisters. This is Teresa.
Why am I always yearning for Teresa when there is Peggy, Marguerite, and Mary Jane? Why does my heart keep burning for Teresa when I know that loving her is all in vain? Oh, Peggy is delightful and Marguerite is sweet, and a little smile from Mary Jane can make my day complete. Nevertheless, there's only one I dream of, Teresa, Teresa, my love.
Why is he always yearning for Teresa when we have charms and we have arms to love him so? Why does his heart keep burning for Teresa when we'd give all the world just to have him alone for our beau? Whenever we are near him, our hearts begin to dance, for he looks at us so tenderly, we think we stand a chance. Nevertheless, there's only one he dreams of, Teresa, Teresa, his love.
Why am I always yearning for Teresa when there are other girls that I can be around?
Oh, how I hate to hear that name, Teresa. What she got that I have not, I'd like to know.
Oh, Peggy is delightful and Marguerite is sweet, and a little smile from Mary Jane can make my day complete.
In spite of it all, there's only one he dreams of, Teresa,
Teresa, my love. Found the answer, and chances are I might.
If he knew the way to capture her, his future would be bright. Nevertheless, there's only one we dream of,
Teresa.
No one but Teresa.
Teresa, Teresa, my love.
A recording from December of 1947, Dick Hames and the Andrews Sisters, along with the Vic Schoen Orchestra and Teresa. It's Ladies' Day again here on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today it's the third weekend of April in 1950. And now let's take a look at sports. Baseball's opening day is Tuesday. Yankees are defending champions. In the NHL this weekend, top-seeded Detroit leads the New York Rangers 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Wings are without injured Gordie Howe. The next four games are decided by a goal, three of those in overtime, including Game 7, a double OT thriller won by the Red Wings. Pete Bibando would have the cup clincher. In the NBA Finals, the Minneapolis Lakers are up 3-1 on the Syracuse Nationals. The Lakers took Game 1 on Bob Harrison's 40-footer at the buzzer, and they'd win it in 6. In college basketball, CCNY won both NIT and NCAA tournaments, beating Bradley both times. It helped that both finals were at the friendly Madison Square Garden. Ed Warner was the NIT MVP, Irwin Dambrot, NCAA Most Valuable Player. But this time next year, CCNY would be involved in a point-shaving scandal. College basketball's Player of the Year is Villanova's Paul Arizin. Golf, Jimmy DeMeritt won the Masters, becoming the first three-time winner. In figure skating, the men's world champion is Dick Button for the third year in a row. For the women, Aja Verzanova of Czechoslovakia won her second straight title, then defected. American Yvonne Sherman came in third. And the pairs champion, siblings Carol and Peter Kennedy. And in boxing, the heavyweight champ is Ezzard Charles. Light heavyweight Joey Maxim. Middleweight crown belongs to Jake LaMotta. Welterweight is Sugar Ray Robinson. And the lightweight belt belongs to Ike Williams. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1950. And back on the countdown this week, we're up to number three with the second version of the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. This is Red Foley.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. Listen, let him go. Don't that tickle you? It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here goes. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Out of Blue Lick, Kentucky, one of the most popular country music stars, Red Foley. They're the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy. You used to hear him on the National Barn Dance. Now he's with the Grand Ole Opry. And the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy has become his trademark, featuring the guitar of Grady Martin. It's at number three this week on the National Jukebox Chart after 8 weeks at number one. And it's topped the country charts for the past 13 weeks. We've rolled the calendar back 76 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. Over at the Foreign News Desk, back in February, general election in the United Kingdom, the Labour Party, led by Clement Attlee, remains in office, but the Tories, led by Winston Churchill, increase their seats in the House of Commons. March 1, Chiang Kai-shek resumes his duties as Chinese president after moving his government to Taipei. Meanwhile, in Belgium, the royal question, should King Leopold III return to the throne? Many opposed it because of his conduct during the war. He spent the last 6 years in exile in Switzerland, but a referendum in March showed that 57% supported his return. However, this summer, upon Leopold's return, Belgium would be plagued by strikes, bomb attacks, and sabotages. And ultimately, Leopold would abdicate in favor of his son, Baudouin. Meanwhile, here at home, celebrity news makes the front page. The estranged wife of actor Henry Fonda committed suicide on Saturday. Socialite Frances Brokaw, 42, killed herself in a sanitarium in New York. She was reportedly depressed by Fonda's plan to divorce her and marry 21-year-old Susan Blanchard. And here in mid-April 1950, the price of peaches for summer delivery is going up. The crop has been drastically cut by the bitter spring that followed a mild winter. Peaches in Georgia and the Carolinas were hardest hit. Freezes in the past 2 weeks have cost growers $16 million. Some headlines from here in the spring of 1950.
The other day, I heard a fellow speak of the hour between 5 and 6 in the evening as the headache hour. Now, if you get a headache about this time or any time, I hope you'll remember Bromo Seltzer. For Bromo Seltzer is a friend in need when you've got a headache. It's true, neighbors. Bromo Seltzer not only quickly helps the pain of a headache, but it also soothes the upset stomach and the jittery nerves that may come with it. Yes, Bromo Seltzer gives you three-way headache help that's fast and pleasant. Now, by pleasant, I mean Bromo Seltzer is pleasant to take, actually refreshing. Try Bromo Seltzer next time you get an ordinary headache. Try it on this guarantee. You must be satisfied or your money back. All drugstores carry Bromo Seltzer at their counters and fountains.
Norman Brokenshire with a message for Bromo Seltzer. They sponsored Inner Sanctum Mysteries on the radio. Well, let's get back to the music now. Music, music, that is. Teresa Brewer is at number 2.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music. I'd do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is kissing you and music, music, music.
Future's bright for 18-year-old Teresa Brewer from Toledo, Ohio, at number 2 this week on the jukebox chart with Music, Music, Music. And that's just coming off a 4-week run at number 1. Well, time for another bonus record from this weekend in 1950. Down at number 26 is Billy Eckstein.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart, how white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart, there There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation. When you're lost in the magic of a kiss, her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart, but should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love. My foolish heart.
Brand new from 35-year-old Pittsburgh native Billy Eckstine, My Foolish Heart. Number 26 on the jukebox rankings this weekend in 1950, on its way to a top 10 finish, and it would sell a million copies. And it's part of the soundtrack of April 1950, which we're listening to today on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming down the home stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times, but still plenty to do, like remind you about our website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You can head there for information about the program, our show schedule, and also the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows at your convenience. Social media as well, Facebook and Twitter. And for the emails, it's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, here's the finale of today's theme, Name Game, Female Edition. It's Diane by Vic Damone.
I'm in heaven when I see you smile. Smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark, all the while I can see you, Diane. You have lighted the road leading home. Pray for me when you can. But no matter wherever I roam, smile for me, my Diane. I'm in heaven when I see you smile. Smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark, all the while I can see you, Diane. You have lighted the road leading home. No matter wherever I roam, smile for me, my Diane.
from 1952, Vic Damone and the Glenn Osser Orchestra with Diane. It's been the ladies' edition of The Name Game on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song in the USA this weekend in 1950. And from the newspapers this week, 76 years ago, Big Steel and the Truman Administration squared off this weekend for a showdown battle that might result in an attempt by the government to regulate the steel industry or an antitrust prosecution of U.S. Steel by the Justice Department. The clash comes in public hearings before a House Monopoly Subcommittee starting on Monday and running for 3 weeks. The president's previously asked for government control of steel, but the GOP and Southern Democrats howled disapproval. Meanwhile, President Truman vetoed a bill to exempt independent natural gas producers from federal regulation this weekend. It's strongly favored by Speaker Sam Rayburn. Foes say the bill would jack up gas prices by millions. Rayburn says gas won't go up 1 cent. Earlier this week, celebrating 5 years in office, Harry S. said the country's in fine shape, and he deserves the credit. He said employment, business, and agricultural conditions are better than they've been in a long time. Well, we've got an issue with the Soviet Union. The Defense Department wants an inquiry into the claim by Soviets that an American bomber, a privateer, fired on Soviet fighter planes over Latvia last Saturday. It was believed to have been shot down over the Baltic Sea. Our guys say it disappeared on a routine round-trip training flight between Wiesbaden, Germany, and Copenhagen. And this weekend, the search for the plane had been called off, the 10 crewmen assumed dead. And those were the stories ripped from the headlines from this weekend in 1950. And topping Billboard magazine's jukebox chart this weekend is 25-year-old Brooklyn native Eileen Barton.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do.
Barton started performing once she could walk and talk. Her parents were vaudevillians, and she first appeared in their act at the age of 2.5. But now at the age of 25, she has her first hit record, If I Knew You Were Coming, a song that was co-written by Al Trace, the bandleader who accompanied Eileen. A million-selling platter that spent 10 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1950. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.